Crooner Maxwell was one of the breakthrough artists of the early 90s genre dubbed neo-soul. Songs like Somethin' Somethin' from his debut album, Urban Hang Sweet, back in 1996, made him a heartthrob. His 2001 album, titled Now, made him a platinum-selling chart-topper. And he was riding the success of that album when he decided to take a little break from music, a break that lasted nearly a decade. And then last summer, he came back in a big way. Maxwell released the album Black Summer's Night, the first of a trilogy, and it's earned 6 nominations at tomorrow night's Grammy Awards. Maxwell joins me now from our New York bureau. Maxwell, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
It's great to hear you. Nice, smooth voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
I remember the BET Music Awards, I think it was 2008.
Right,
and there was a tribute to Al Green.
Yes,
and out of nowhere, a gentleman took the stage, sans afro, still with the sunglasses. And there was a moment where, you know, it took us all a minute to say, is that Maxwell?
If I gave you my love, tell you what I do, I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you. Do you want to give me some love, BT?
It was an Al Green tribute. I mean, I think an artist, a quintessential soul artist.
Yes.
Who were the other, I guess, influences in your music?
I could definitely say for sure, you know, Marvin Gaye, the Isley Brothers, Prince. I love David Bowie. Of course, Sade, you know. But then, interestingly enough, as I was getting inspired, you know, I was kind of really into more of the alternative rock scene, MGMT, Grizzly Bear, just things that were more live sounding, because a lot of the music that is in my genre wasn't as live sounding as I wanted it to be. So I grabbed onto that a lot.
So some unexpected sounds had you dancing in your living room.
Yeah.
It's not just you and Prince.
No.
Or you and Marvin Gaye. That's what I imagine. Maxwell dancing to Marvin Gaye in his living room.
Well, with Marvin Gaye, you do other things. You don't just dance by yourself.
All right.
They were really, really great experiences of just listening to other music and having other music sort of like play a part in getting a certain sound. I'm pleased. I mean, I wish I could listen to a lot of what I do more, but because I always can hear what I could make better, I sort of, it's tough to listen to myself. It's funny, but it is.
In that time you were away, what did you learn about Maxwell, regular guy?
I think more than anything, I learned that I could cultivate a relationship, that, you know, that I was more than just the image that had been created and that had happened through the music. I didn't have to be perfect or a picture or a video or a song or something. I could be a guy, you know.
What did that time away do for your writing, but also your music style?
I got grittier, I think. When I listened to, you know, Urban Hang Sweet, and then I listened to Black Summer's Night, the first part of it.
And Urban Hang Sweet is your first album from 1996.
Yes, from 1996, way back when, in those golden years of mine. and when I listen to those two records, I hear, the first record, I mean, come on, you know, you only get to make your first record once, so it's always going to feel really sweet to me to know that I got through that and that it actually worked out a little bit. But apart from that, hearing this new record, I feel like there's growth. The way it's recorded, it's not so precious. I'm not trying to prove to you that I can make a record, because I've never made one, kind of.
Yeah.
I feel a bit courageous in how it all worked out. You know, there are no real features. I'm not teaming up with an other person who's can help record sales. Not that I'm like faulting anybody else for doing
that. No, but
that.
I was about to ask, in returning to the business and looking at the state of R&B, what pressures did you feel to, you know, start dancing, start doing
right.
some of the things that are expected of
right.
an artist?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I'd be lying if I told you that it didn't cross my mind every time I went into the studio. Is this going to work? Is this a disaster? Do I fit in? I mean, I was stepping into a world that was virtually auto-tuned All the Way Up. Everybody was kind of doing that initially around last year. So it's, I don't know, it's just kind of incredible that that's something so organic could still mean something to people.
Another song I want to listen to is called Cold, and yeah, gives us that sort of ride throughout the album.
Right, right, yeah.
I'm eating crow, babe. I had to go and think that I could be my best. Left alone then with you next. It's the balance nonetheless. Hell had no fury than the flurry of your snow.
I love that beat. And I love the trumpets, and it just gives you that, that pow. And it sounded, I was reading, it was pretty complicated getting the sound together for what that is.
Right,
it isn't just a drum beat. I was hearing a story about dropping a microphone outside a window.
Yeah, we recorded at Chungking, which is in New York. Actually, I think we may have been on the 12th floor, so we were way up on the top. It was raining that night. I was in a car driving over to meet a friend. And then I heard the windshield go back and forth a certain way. And then I was like, yo, this sounds kind of cool. So Jesse Gladstone was our assistant engineer, and he kind of got a mic down. And Glenn Marchese, who's the engineer and the mixing engineer on the song, actually recorded this windshield wiper going back and forth. And
so then, you've got a microphone connected to what must be, I guess, 11 stories of cabling going all the way down to a vehicle in the rain.
In the rain. So there was a lot of...
Just to get this sound in the back of this album.
Just to get the sound, you know, anything for the sound, you know, anything for the sound, even possible death.
or electrocution.
right.
It has such a strong soul sound.
Oh,
and I know that Once Upon a Time you said by hook or by crook you were going to break free of the label of neo soul.
Right.
And I got to say, you know why? A lot of the artists who also were marketed in that same way as neo soul have all shown staying power. I mean, what do you feel about that label today and what that music is today?
I love where I came from. I love what neo soul is and what it did for my career and all the other people who have brought great music to the world because of it. But, you know, my responsibility is to my own individuality, you know, in the end. And I think that's just, you know, that's just my new challenge, my new hurdle to ultimately in the end not surpass the people who have, you know, I came up with, but to just individualize myself and not be lumped into one.
Into one market.
Into one,
one
market.
Marketing label.
Yeah, because
that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's really what I'm striving for. And
is longevity, it sounds like. And
yeah.
Well, after all this time, here you are, 6 Grammy nominations. What would winning mean to you, especially in a year where we've got country music, pop stars, and right, Beyonce, that sort of very glittering pop, and to have your name in that list as well, what are you feeling?
It's great to win. You know, I've been nominated in the past, and I've always felt a great joy just from that alone. I'm supposed to love what I do. I'm supposed to have meaning behind it. I'm grateful that that's what gets me up in the morning, but it would be nice to kind of put something on that mantle for sure, you know?
Yes. Maxwell, thank you so much for speaking with us.
I'm really happy to have spoken to you. Thank you so much for knowing the music.
Maxwell, he joined us from our New York bureau. His latest album is the Grammy-nominated Black Summer's Night. And this song, Pretty Wings, is up for Song of the Year.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. One day there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual. We'll feed lands within you. One day you won't remain.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
See the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same.